Hi there, this is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 440, only four away from episode 444. I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a whole new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New. Every day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we begin the book of 1 Chronicles. We'll read from the Common English Bible. The books of 1 and 2 Chronicles are somewhat of a review of the previous books of history, but not completely. We will find some new information interspersed within. While there is some repetition, God saw fit to give us every word that we find here. These books are therefore just as important as any other. The reciting of the genealogies might seem tiresome, but I found that the more I study the history, the more interesting it is to see where each person fits into the family line. Are you ready? Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. Noah's family: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's family: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's family: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Javan's family: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's family: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. Cush's family: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtika. Raama's family: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, the first warrior in the land. Egypt was the father of Ludim, Ananim, Lahabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Caslahim, from whom the Philistines came, and Caphtorim. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his oldest son, Heth, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem's family: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's family: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad was Shelah's father, and Shelah was Eber's father. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his days the land was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were Joktan's family. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. Abraham's family: Isaac and Ishmael. These were their descendants. Ishmael's oldest son was Nebaioth, then Keter, Abdiel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Nephesh, and Kittima. This was Ishmael's family. Abraham's secondary wife Keturah's family. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan's family: Sheba and Dedan. Midian's family: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. These were members of Keturah's family. Abraham was Isaac's father. Isaac's family: Esau and Israel. Esau's family: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. Eliphaz's family: Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel's family: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's family: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan's family: Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal's family: Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon's family: Aiah and Anah. Anah's family, Dishon. Dishon's family, Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer's family, Bilhan, Zeavan, and Jaakan. Dishan's family, Uz and Aaron. These were the kings who ruled in the land of Edom before any king ruled over the Israelites. Bela, Beor's son, whose city was called Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, Zerah's son from Bozra, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, Bedad's son who defeated Midian in the Moabite countryside, succeeded him. His city was called Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the river succeeded him. When Shaul died, Ben-Hanan, Achbor's son, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. His city was called Pai. His wife's name was Mehetabel, Matred's daughter and Mezahab's granddaughter. When Hadad died, Edom's tribal chiefs were Chief Timnah, Chief Aliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholibama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were Edom's tribal chiefs. May God bless the reading of His Word. This chapter, chapter 1, begins appropriately with Adam. All of humanity, all our history, begins with him. Adam is the father of all flesh. From Adam were taken through the generations to Noah. From Noah came all of today's different nations and races. And one of Noah's sons was Shem, and from Shem's line came Abraham. Abraham became the father of the faithful, by blood, the Jewish people, by adoption, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. See Romans 4:11 and 12. It's important to note that the Old Testament is primarily focused on Abraham's line. Some of the names listed in this chapter therefore don't play a part and are listed only as a matter of record. I can guarantee you that students of American history have a completely different curriculum than students of Chinese history or Norwegian history. There may be a common character or two, but that's about all. Well, as we continue the genealogies in the coming chapters, we'll read more of the Abrahamic line, from his grandson Israel to his son Judah, all the way to David and his son Solomon, through all of the kings up until Jerusalem was destroyed. There's a lot of history there, and I'll try to make it as interesting as I possibly can. If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 440.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWeb_. Hey, don't forget that show 444 is fast approaching. Now would be a great time to make a value for value donation. Those who donate $4.44 between now and show 444 will get my reading of the entire New Testament as a thank you from me. If you donate $44.40, you'll get the New Testament plus the Pentateuch, Psalms and Proverbs, and my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. And in addition to that, I'll thank you by name on episode 444, unless you prefer to remain anonymous. All you have to do there is let me know that that's your wish. This show is brought to you by me and listeners who value what we're doing here, like the listener known as My Friendly Editor. So if you'd like to give a special 444 donation, just go to support444.lifespringmedia.com. That's support444.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll begin the book of Mark. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here.